Thank you for that discourse and for the release of the new video, Hope for What We Do Not See. Like the drama released yesterday, this drama will be available for electronic download only. You will be pleased to know that it is available for download now from JW.org and in the JW Library app. To download the video from JW.org, go to Publications. At the bottom of the Featured Items page, you will see a section for convention releases. In JW Library, go to Publications and tap Convention Releases at the bottom of the list. We request, however, that you please allow those attending other conventions to enjoy learning about this new release when they attend their own convention. What a blessing it has been to be present for the second day of our convention. We have received sound Bible-based counsel on how to strengthen our loyalty so that we can face the future with confidence. The scripture theme for tomorrow's program is taken from Psalm 97 and verse 10. It says about Jehovah, He is guarding the lives of His loyal ones. Be sure to get a good night's rest so that you can fully benefit from this exciting final day of our convention. Now, with hearts full of gratitude and awe for all of Jehovah's wonderful works, let all 5,104 in attendance stand and sing together song number 105. This is entitled, The Heavens Declare God's Glory. After the song, Brother Rod Sidoroff from the Lac La Biche congregation will express our thanks to Jehovah. Again, that's song number 105.
Please may we be able to come in before your lofty throne. And Father, we wish to express to you how grateful that we are at the end of this day. You have touched our hearts. It is so evident, Father, that you love us and we love you. You have helped us to see that we need to maintain, we have to be determined to maintain our loyalty to you. You've encouraged us to safeguard our relationship with you. We know, Father, that as we live in this time of the end, many of our brothers and sisters are facing difficulties. We feel the effects of imperfect flesh. We deal with trialsome situations. And you have helped us to see how important it is to maintain that loyalty to you, to endure. We've seen qualities that you showed us today, that we can, each of us, as we go about our daily life, that we can examine, we can see you. We see how that, by looking at these qualities, Father, you will help us in our loyalty, maintaining our loyalty to you. And we know, Father, that you see and you appreciate the loyalty that we show. We know that you have recorded in Psalms 27 and verse 11 that we can make your heart rejoice. And how we can imagine on this day how you and your Son and the angelic throngs must have rejoiced as you witnessed the symbolizing of the dedication of these ones that we saw today. What a joy it brought to you, it brought to us. What a privilege it is, and we pray that you'll continue to be with these ones, Father. It's our determination to remain loyal, to uphold your side of the issue of universal sovereignty. And we thank you, Father, that you've helped us. Each and every day we see the evidence of your love. We've seen the evidence of it today. And we pray, Father, that your will, please continue to take place here on the earth. We look forward with earnest desire that very soon you will act. You will remove the wickedness, the influence of Satan from this earth. And we will realize, we will see the benefits of our remaining loyal to you. So please, Father, please be with us as we go home this evening, as we meditate on what we've learned today. We look forward to another day of program tomorrow, and we pray for your blessing to please be upon it. So, Father, we ask this all, and we give you thanks through your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.